The other day, I was visiting my niece Caitlin down to Mahoosick Health Food, and I overheard a couple of regulars talking. This gal's got these Rastaman dreadlocks down to her waist, and the fella's sporting this tattoo of a snake coiled round his neck. Whatever floats your boat, right? Hey, Connor, she says.
Hey.
How's it going?
Can't complain. I come in to pick up some of this magic herbal juju for my bonsai. The stuff's epic.
Cool. That little tree of yours is perfection. You're an artist, my man.
Follow your bliss, right?
Wow, I thought. Follow your bliss. Sounds good, but what is my bliss? And if I'm busy following my bliss, how am I going to get done all the things I need to get done? You know, glamorous things like cooking dinner and cleaning the bathroom. 'Cause before I follow my bliss, I got to figure out what the hell it is. And what if I spend my whole life searching and never find it? That would stink. That's when I realized that the thought of following my bliss is stressing me out. It's only 5 letters long, but bliss is a big word for a Mena. Not really part of our heritage. My grandparents lived long and productive lives and probably never once thought about following their bliss. We could substitute the word passion, but that's a whole other kettle of fish, the mere thought of which makes many a Mena a little uncomfortable, to say the least. But maybe bliss is just what makes you happy. We're not half bad at that. Now, bliss is going to be different things to different people, right? Why, the mere thought of keeping one of them little bonsai trees alive sounds about as much fun to me as swatting black flies. But crafts, oh, now you're talking. Crafts may not appeal to you, but put a hot glue gun in my hand and I'm as content as a kid with a creamsicle. Don't ask me to play board games, though. I don't get the fascination with them. I believe that if I'm real bad in this life, when I die, I'll be sent to some place where I have to play board games all day. It'll be just me and the devil playing Monopoly over and over for all eternity. Caitlin, I says, what's this follow your bliss business anyways? Well, Aunt Ida, to me, following your bliss means doing something that makes me lose track of time in a good sort of way. Not in a went on a bender and blacked out sort of way. Right. It's something that relaxes and recharges me. I stop thinking about life's little irritations, get totally into whatever I'm doing, and completely lose track of time. That's how I feel when I do yoga. Then, I guess for me, it's crafts. Time just flies by. It's just me and my glue gun, sequins, and whatnot in the flow. Come to think of it, it's the same with Charlie and the remote. Just kidding. I know he feels the same kind of thing when he's puttering around in his workshop. Reading a good book can do it too, Caitlin adds. Or how about this? Reading a good book while taking a hot bath and being spoon-fed candied bacon ice cream by a scantily clad hunk. I don't know, Aunt Ida. That kind of sounds like bliss overload to me. Yeah, but what a way to go. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.